Are you longing to deepen your relationship with God? Can you imagine what a life of living in heaven on earth would be like? If any of this is resonating with you, keep listening. Welcome to the Glory Invasion Podcast, where we discuss how to naturally live supernatural. This is your host, Shay Griffith, and I am so excited that you made the decision to invest in yourself and join me on this journey of diving deeper into glory realm. Hey, 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 glory releasers. Welcome to the Glory and Power Portal. This is your spiritual growth coach, Shay Griffith, and my co-host,
spiritual life coach, Raquel Wright.
And as always, we are so excited to be with you today for another episode of the Glory Invasion Show.
Yes.
If you can take a moment to share this broadcast, share it on your social media platforms, text somebody, let them know, hey, I am listening to an awesome glory spirit-filled podcast, and let them know that you believe that it will be a amazing blessing in their life as it is in your life, hopefully.
Yes.
Well, how are you all doing? I hope you all are doing well and you are experiencing and encountering the joy of the Lord. And if you're not, that you are by the time we are done with this podcast. You know, one of the reasons I absolutely love podcasting is because God used podcasting in my life in a time where I was just feeling very just spiritually dry and discouraged. And I discovered podcasts, and they just really helped to charge me up. So we like to just give back in this way. So hopefully, yes, this is going to refresh you today. I'm feeling pretty good. How are you feeling, woman of God?
I feel good. I'm excited. I'm ready to see what's in store behind today's podcast.
Oh, yes. So our last episode, man, the spirit blew upon us. I mean, like, seriously, by the time we got off the broadcast, I mean, we were just like up in the spirit. Like, there was just such a thick presence in the room, man.
Yes.
How'd you feel about our last episode, woman of God?
Exhilarated. I felt refreshed, excited, encouraged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a good time in the Lord. Indeed.
Yes. So in case you missed our last episode, or you just don't remember what it was about, we talked about being marked by manifestations. I believe that was the title of it, something along those lines. We were just talking about how you know, and when we encounter God in such significant ways, it absolutely marks us. It changes and it transforms our lives. You know, I really would like for you to just think about some times in your life where you have encountered God in a very significant way. I'm talking about those, like, crazy life-changing encounters. Woman of God.
Yes.
Have you ever had a life-changing encounter with the Lord?
Ooh-wee. Yes, ma'am, indeed.
Yeah, indeed. What do you feel like one of your most significant encounters was with the Lord?
Well, I can just go back to the beginning when it all started. You know, we call this the Glory Invasion podcast. But no, there was a literal invasion of the spirit in my life when this all started at the young age of 18. And to make a long story short, the Lord literally altered the entire course of my life in a matter of 3 days. Mm-hmm. And that's how this all started. The spirit of the living God himself invaded my life, took over, overshadowed me with a glory,
yes,
that completely impacted and influenced all the decisions that I was making in a 3-day time span. And then it kind of like lifted off, and I've just been like relentlessly pursuing him ever since then.
Yes, good stuff. So when you say a glory, you were touched by a glory, you encountered a glory, like what did that feel like for you? Like, what was that experience like for you?
It's inexplicable. It can't be expressed or explained. All I know that it was a power beyond any power experienced or perceived or heard about on earth. And it was so strong, and it was just in a league of its own. It couldn't be confused with anything. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be mixed up. There was no room for it being overshadowed by any other experience or thought on this earth. It stood alone, and it was absolutely mind-boggling. And I'm curious by nature, so it just sparked like the highest degree of curiosity of the depths of this, how it was just a phenomenon, an absolutely unexplainable phenomenon, but you knew it was supernatural. And yeah, it just drove me to pursue the depths of it, and to pursue understanding concerning this encounter with God, this invasion.
Yes.
You getting into the good stuff. Well, we only 10 episodes in. It's about to get wild.
Yeah, this is the good stuff.
This the good stuff.
Yes. Oh, my. That is an incredible testimony. I love testimonies.
Yeah.
I really, really love. That's one of my favorite things about a church service. It's testimony service. That's when people are like really telling testimonies. You know, some of y'all been in church a while. You know, some testimony services is just a bunch of complaining, really.
And venting.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, no, yeah, they're man. Yeah, it's some stuff out here that, like, if we really applied our hearts to God, it's just nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
After the initial encounter with God, like, nothing else satisfies.
Yes.
Nothing else suffices. Like, nothing else is worth your time, your energy, your effort. Nothing else is worth your love. Like, only the things of the spirit and of God you just so deeply crave when you've had a real touch and invasion from the Lord.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Listen, we kind of stomped on this one. It's just
yeah, well, you know, I'm listening to what you're sharing. And of course, you know, when you get around fire,
that's good.
you know when fire and fire meet, it causes like even bigger fire. So, you know, I feel really stirred right now. And, you know, I was just thinking, what encounters should I share? Because there are literally so many impactful encounters I've had with the Lord, supernatural encounters that I have had with the Lord that have really, like, drastically changed my life. You know, I would say one of the ones that's really coming to my mind right now, this was like later in my walk with God. I mean, it really was just probably, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years or so ago. I was in Chicago and I was at a prophetic meeting. It was like a prophetic weekend. And this particular meeting, you know, it was interesting because, you know, there was a particular ministry at the time God had me connected to. And so they would go and basically do kind of like these revival type tours all over the country. So I was used to being in meetings where there were like larger crowds, right? But this particular meeting was just really interesting because it was probably one of the smallest ones, which, I mean, it didn't bother me or anything, you know, but I just thought it was just a little bit of a just different than what I was used to seeing for that particular ministry. But anyway, you know, I was just listening so fired up and just I had really prepared myself to encounter God. I really didn't care how many people were there, to be honest. And I just kept really feeling like, you know, I don't know, that God was going to do something really major in the meeting. And typically when I go to these, you know, any type of meeting like that, I try to prepare myself. Just, that's just the way I am. But anyway, it's just something felt different. You know, one thing, when the longer you walk with God, you'll start to feel certain things in the realm of the spirit, like something about the atmosphere just feels different. And you just know that, you know, like, oh, something's about to happen.
Yes.
And you got to understand, you know, I've been in church my whole entire life. You know, I've been in various denominations, movements. I've seen a little bit of everything. So I don't get, honestly, I don't really get very impressed with churchy church. Right. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't really get impressed with churchy church. I don't get impressed with, you know, the performances and how much somebody hacks. And I just don't get impressed with a lot. But anyway, you know, when you are birthed in glory and that's the lifestyle that you live, when you encounter something that's supposed to be that and it's not that, you know, it just is very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. And so, you know, at that point, I was just so over any kind of church as usual, whatever. But so I'm at the meeting. And, you know, everything was, it was going pretty well. There were a couple little snags, kind of unusual, just things that were going on that I felt like was probably just more of a distraction. But nonetheless, you know, it was pretty good. Well, that Saturday night, first thing, you know, there was a point in the meeting, like, where the Spirit of God just came in just such a heavy way. And different people responded different ways. I remember just hitting my knees. And I remember the Lord speaking something very, very personal to me. And I'm not going to share that on here just because it was personal. But that alone, y'all, would have been enough for me, okay? Like, he spoke to a very deep place in me. But then later on, you know, because we were just flowing in the Holy Spirit, the meeting could have lasted 3 hours. The meeting could have lasted 6 hours. I don't know. We were just flowing.
Yeah.
And it got to the point to where the apostle that was facilitating the meeting began to, you know, call people up and stuff. Now, one thing about me, I don't really like to be, like, called up and called out. And I don't really like stuff like that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever. I'm just open to whatever God wants to do. But I wasn't looking to be called out at all. And he had called out all these different people. So I'm thinking, okay, well, we're at the end of this now, you know. We're about to, you know, move on to whatever's next. Well, like at the very end, he looks at me, point. Now, I don't know these people personally whatsoever. I was just following the ministry because God had me connected. But the apostle looked at me, he pointed and, you know, asked me to come up. And so I went up. Y'all, you have to understand, it was wild in this room. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
It was electric. Even though it was few of us, these were a few hungry, thirsty, radical people, y'all. Oh, my God. If you have never been in a room.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm talking about being in a room full of hungry, thirsty people.
Lord.
You have got to do yourself a favor and get in the company.
Yes.
Of those that are really hungering, thirsting, and pursuing God. Like, I'm talking about going hard after him. The thing I love about meetings like this, nobody has to do a bunch of pumping and priming and come on, come on, come on. I mean, people show up ready. Okay. So I just want to set the scene for a year. So it was just crazy. Like, I mean, well, it was wailing happening and weeping and bodies like hitting the floor. Like, ooh, it was powerful. So, I go up there. Now, I'm just up there, y'all. And again, I don't get real impressed. I don't really care who you are. Now, I honor people and their, you know, roles and their offices, or whatever. But I really keep my mind stayed on Jesus and focused on him, not who's ministering. And you know, so... I'm up there and my eyes are literally just closed as I'm locking eyes with Jesus, not really studying what these people are doing. And I don't even remember them saying anything to me. Now, what I'm telling you is what I was told by the people that I was with that saw what happened. Because I don't really know what happened when I got on the stage and I lifted my hands because I was so tuned in with the Spirit. All I know is I was locked in with the Spirit and all of a sudden I just went boom, like I hit the ground. And as I was just laying there on the ground, I mean, I am just laying there trembling under the power of God.
Ooh.
I mean, I was like trembling and it was so holy. And as I was there, I literally began to go up into a vision. I went up into this open vision and I saw my belly, but my belly looked like a globe.
Jesus. Jeez.
It looked like one of those, you know, those snow globes. You shake them up.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of snow, it was full of fire.
Woo. My.
And the Lord began to speak to me about, you know, there was a commissioning. Ooh, glory to God. I still feel it now. That there was a commissioning. He was commissioning me out in a fresh glory. And there were some other things he said, which I won't go into right now. But it was a very, very strong prophetic word that God himself, they couldn't even say anything to me. The apostle, his wife. Like, God did all the speaking himself.
Yes.
And, I mean, I remember after I came out of the vision, I literally jumped up on the stage, ran off the stage. I'm talking about, I ran and jumped off the stage. And I went like running to the back of the hotel. We were in a hotel conference room, to the back of the room. And I am just like spinning. I don't even know where I was and what was happening, but I was so impacted. Anybody that knows me, like, you know, I'm pretty reserved. You know, I mean, I give God my best. You know, I'm radical, but for the most part, if you see anything crazy happening with me in worship, you know, it, just know it really is God. Because anyway, so later on, and I kept hearing that word like commissioning, you know, I'm commissioning you. I'm commissioning you. Right.
Yeah.
So later on, my mentee that was with me, you know, we came up together with a couple other people, but we, you know, shared a room, hotel room together. When we got back to the hotel room or on our way back, she began to tell me, she said, you know, you were the only one that they both laid hands on.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you're the only one that the wife and the husband, which what was crazy, I didn't even feel them both touch me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and it's like, she said, I kept hearing something like, I believe she was saying something like the presbytery or something like that. She's like, I don't even know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But she was hearing that. She said it was almost like you were being like sent or commissioned or something.
Whoa.
Whoo.
Jesus.
Her not knowing that that's what the Lord said to me, that he was commissioned. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Hey. And so I know that was like quite a lengthy story, but I mean, I had to give the story like it happened, so that you know, like, just how much this impacted me. And it was so amazing because when I got home, I saw somebody post on Instagram. It's another prophet, woman of God that I follow. And she had a picture up of people slain in the spirit on their back, just like I was.
Yeah.
And it was a whole prophecy about, you know, being commissioned to the nations.
Yeah.
Such a confirmation.
Uh-huh.
Such a confirmation. And so anyway, you know, that experience, I walked away from that experience, really with a whole new set of eyes. And I walked away knowing that it wasn't just something, you know, powerful that happened to me, but there was actually a supernatural transaction.
Yes.
And there was even an impartation that I received to go forth in what he was calling for me to do. So, you know, we just wanted to share these encounters with you. Because we want you to understand that, whoa, when you are marked by God. When you are marked by God, it is unto something.
Yes.
It is not to just say, oh, you know, I had this great thing that happened to me. But there's a purpose and a plan in the marking.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's never just to say that we had an experience, you know. And so I really want to admonish and encourage you to go back and think about these various encounters that you had with God. What have you done with that? Like, what have you done, you know, if you've got experiences and encounters and you haven't seen any fruit from it, then you need to go back and revisit.
Yeah.
And find out from Holy Spirit, okay, God, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, you know, where are you trying to take me from this encounter?
My.
Because there should be some sort of propelling.
Ooh, yes.
Some sort of propelling.
Catapulting.
And catapulting from the encounter. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes. God, it gives life new meaning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like when you have these God encounters, they literally have the power to alter the course of your days.
Yes.
You could be living one way and absolutely, completely change your lifestyle.
Yes.
And go in another direction. You'll have another pursuit, new passions erupt in you.
Ooh.
New curiosities.
Yes.
New expectations.
Oh, God. Yes.
Like, it really has the power to ignite your faith.
Mm-hmm.
It has the power to awaken your imagination to the limitless possibilities of what life can really be. Like, it dictates your lifestyle. Encounters with God.
Oh, so good.
Lord,
man,
have mercy.
I feel a little
change.
Intoxicated by
yes.
That. Yes.
Encounters with God literally mold your insides.
Oh,
everything
God,
about
yes.
your intellect, your passions, your desires, your appetites, it will alter and mold all of these aspects about you.
Oh, God. Yes. It will change the way that you view your life and the way that you live out your days.
Woo!
You know, you can go for, oh, God. See, it's almost time for this for us to come to an end here. But, you know, I just want to say this last thing. You know, you can go from being miserable.
Ooh, come on.
Come on here. You can go from, you know, living just a mediocre spiritual life to going to living a life full of manifestation.
And miracles.
And miracles. From mediocre to manifestation and
the
miraculous.
Yes.
Yes.
From mediocre to the miraculous.
From mediocre to the miraculous.
Listen.
Oh, my God. I am telling you, man, I just feel so stirred right now.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, we just.
Yes, God.
We want you to know what it is like to really live an abundant life.
Yes.
An abundant, joyful life. And abundance just doesn't just have to do with your material possessions.
Correct.
Hallelujah. But what did Paul say? He said he would that we would prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers.
Yes.
Glory to God. Listen, in his presence there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Pleasures.
Yes. Well, it's that time, you all. It's time to go ahead and land this plane. You know, we can go on all day And we just have so many things to share with you all. But stay tuned, because we will be back with another episode of Glory Invasion. And we're going to pick this conversation back up. We pray that you were blessed today. Hallelujah. And that something was said that shifts the trajectory of your life. Any final words, woman of God?
No, just stay encouraged and stay postured to receive from heaven. We are in days where it's absolutely necessary. The world is desperate for people that walk in the miraculous and who have abandoned the mundane. The world is looking for risk takers, for world shakers, for status quo breakers. Ooh, glory be to God. The world is waiting for your bold faith. I just shared a status today. We got to shut down. But I just shared a status today. That was a memory, and it says the world is desperate for God-fearing, unapologetic leaders.
Yes.
Desperate. The world is looking for those who don't apologize for walking in the supernatural, for walking in integrity, for proclaiming and upholding the power and the bliss of God. In the face of tragedy, in the face of death, homicide, suicide, so-called food shortages, in the face of the wicked, the bold wickedness that the world is facing, the world is starving for the manifestation of the sons of God who will walk unapologetically in the power of God.
Yes and amen. Well, we love you. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and your week. Go forth, walk in empowerment, encouragement, and release the glory. God bless.
Love you guys.
Thank you for joining us for today's show. We hope that you've been empowered and encouraged. So that you don't miss an episode, make sure that you are subscribed to the Glory Invasion with Shay Griffith podcast. For more resources to help you in your spiritual growth journey, join our Glory Invasion Facebook group. We look forward to going and growing from one dimension of glory to the next with you.